Right, here we are, and we are with, well, can only just be described as a legend over 40 decades from
it.
A band.
Don't push it.
I'm not pushing it. welcome, Don Powell.
How are you? Okay.
I'm very well, Don. For those of you who don't know, the youngsters are maybe listening to us for the first time, Don, drummer of the legendary 70s and 80s, still going in the 90s and the 2000s, Slade. What a legacy of music you guys have left.
It's fantastic, actually. I mean, sort of, it's not till you, when you sort of go travelling around, especially different territories, and you do sort of like radio interviewers, and they start playing some of your back catalogue, you think, wow, I forgot about that. It doesn't sound too bad, does it? You know, so it's a nice thing to have.
Well, by pure coincidence, I was just playing some Slade stuff the other day by coincidence, and I heard somebody playing Come On Feel the Noise yesterday on the radio station. It's still happening. It's still there. And the 70s, dare I say, on radio, is always good to have, Don.
Well, I think what it is, it was a happy time. It was a good time. I mean, none of the big songs at the time, they weren't out preaching a message. Mm. They were just there to sort of give people a good time, really.
Indeed. So let's talk about why you're here. We're in Kelso, in actual fact. We're not on the East Coast at the minute. We're up at the Bike Fest in Jedburgh. And the reason, well, I'll let everybody tell you the reason that you're here and supporting the Bike Fest, but what you're doing within that.
Well, I'm here to sort of help and hopefully raise a lot of money for the autistic organisation here. Lady Sue Wilson, who I've met a few months ago, asked me to take part in this. I said, gladly I would do that if I've got free time, which I happen to have this weekend. So I came across, and it's a pleasure for me to do this kind of thing. It's wonderful that we can actually help and raise money for a cause that really needs support. It's like lots of things like this. I mean, if more people sort of took time out to try and support these things, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It wasn't a case of jumping in the car from the West Midlands or from Birmingham area, was it? It's a case of you live now in Denmark.
I live in Denmark now, and I arranged to get a flight over yesterday morning, and here I am. But the thing is the world has become a small place these days. I mean, to me, like the flight from Denmark, I mean, not being blasé or big-headed or anything, it's like a bus route to me. It's so easy these days. I mean, sort of, it's probably just about an hour and 15 minutes flight, and it's great that I can be here to support this kind of thing, like I said.
It's great that you are, and we've got a gig coming up in October in Edinburgh. Where you're in the assembly rooms.
That's right.
For this very cause, you're raising money for the National Autism Society, and you're there supported by the Rubettes, I believe.
There's the Rubettes and Alvin Stardust. It's going to be a great show, and like we're all here for the same thing. It's going to be a fun night, and a lot of people should come along and just think of it as that way.
It sure is. Alvin's a good supporter, good favourite of us at East Coast FM, and we'll do anything to help him. But he's a man on a mission with this Autism Society, isn't he?
Well, I think it's fantastic, though. It's the same thing again. You can use a bit of power that you have to try and make people aware of these kind of things, and to, for them to dig deep in their pockets and just put as much or as little as they can. It all helps.
Absolutely, every bit helps, and it's a cause actually that's very close to us at East Coast, because we have three people who live with forms of autism that work with us. And I explained earlier on, we have a young laddie that in the last year his life's turned on its head because of the radio. So good is being done there as well, if you get my point.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's all when people realise how these kind of things can be helped. Mm. I mean, maybe they can do the same kind of thing with whatever profession or whichever interest they have. They can all help in some ways.
Indeed. Right, let's just quickly catch on to the last 40 years, if I can, without getting into it. The rock music or the music industry as a whole is a roller coaster of a journey, no matter how good, how big, or how small you are. It is a roller coaster journey, and that is a fact. You guys had one heck of a roller coaster on journey, did you not?
I think it's absolutely incredible. If you'd have said to me like 20, 25 years ago that I'd still be doing this, I would have just laughed at you.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that I feel so lucky that I'm in this profession and people still want to come and see us or be part of it and anything like that. I mean, I just feel quite humble that we can still travel the world and do concerts. I mean, like we did the Olympic Stadium in Moscow a few months ago to 18,000 people.
Incredible.
And if you'd have said, like I said, if you'd have said that to me 25 years ago, I would have laughed at you.
Yeah, I can understand that, yeah. Totally. So there any, I mean, there's bound to have been loads of high points. I know in particular there's been, in your life, probably the lowest point, which I won't touch on, but you did have, way back in the 70s, a really nasty car accident, am I right in saying? And
yeah.
That left you kind of unconscious for 6 days, but it also inflicted a greater loss on you at that time, which we won't dwell on. So any highs?
Well, I think, really, I mean, if you hark back to the accident, which was tragic, I mean, sort of, if you can say it as a high, is that I'm still here. And the thing is, also, is like, I was still able to play drums and get back on the road again with my old buddy Slade, and still, be able to, like I said, be able to tour the world and play concerts.
Absolutely. You guys kind of got together in the early days. You had a, was it, forgive me, was it the In-Betweenies or something like that?
Yeah, the In-Betweens. We basically were a youth club band. Yeah. We used to, it was a youth club called St. Giles Youth Club in Willenhall, which is just on the outskirts of Wolverhampton. And we used to play there. We used to play Thursday nights at the youth club. And in return for doing that, we could rehearse there during the day. And that's basically how we started. And then we were playing like small pubs, youth clubs, weddings, 21st birthdays, anywhere we could go, basically.
Yeah, I read you were actually a founder member of Slade, as it was, coming from there. You and was it Jim Lee that kicked things off? And
it was Dave Hill and myself.
Oh, it was Dave, I beg your pardon.
Dave Hill and myself, and at that time, our original bass player, Bill, he was leaving the band, and then we auditioned, and Jim Lee came along. And then our group was basically splitting up at the time, and Noddy Holder's band, the Mavericks, they were splitting up as well. So we just formed together, and that's how it all started.
And you've generally got the basis of the lineup still touring now, yes. Minus Noddy Holder, really.
Well, really, there's Dave Hill and myself still touring the world, as Slade. Noddy, unfortunately, didn't want to do it anymore. It had taken toll on his personal life, and he decided to bow out, which we all... We're 100% behind him, and Jim decided the same thing. He didn't want to do it anymore. So, and Dave Hill and myself still felt we had life in the old dog yet, and so we've carried on. And believe it or not, we've been to territories of the last sort of few years that we never did in the 70s.
It's incredible. It's just sort of how it works, though. It's the way the world with music, and the fact that you're still popular over four decades, and you're filling 80,000 capacity stadiums, basically speaks volumes of the music you produced.
Well, I think what it is we actually are sort of playing live. We're playing our instruments. Yeah. You know, we're just going on stage. There's no computers. It's just a basic rock and roll evening and a good time.
$65,000 question then. What was the best? What do you think? What was your favourite Slade track?
Slade track, Far, Far Away.
I can see that.
Well, I think mainly because if you listen to Nod's lyrics, it's basically all about. The travelling the world that we did in the 70s, and that depicts that era for me.
There was one that you brought out in the 80s, and the name of it fails me right at this minute in time, but I'll get it right for the on the night, as
Run,
I say.
Run Away?
Run, Run Away. Okay. Now, that was a cracking song. Yeah.
And believe it or not, that was our first hit in America.
Really?
That was our first top 20 in America. Yeah. After all this time, we tried so much in the 70s, but... our records at that time were too raucous for American radio, and it was too raucous for AM radio, and they weren't hip enough for the FM radio, so we just felt directly in the middle, and we never basically got radio play, except when we went in to do an interview. But concerts were great for us. I mean, we had people like Kiss supporting us in the early days. The Eagles supported us on one show, would you believe? And Aerosmith, all people like that who were supporting Slade in the 70s.
It's fantastic. And like I say, when... The legacy of the music as such is, something that me, as being a DJ through the years and being on radio now, it's great to meet people like yourself and get the opportunity to say, geez, as it might sound, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I mean, sort of, it's nice when you hear people who actually take notice of what you're doing. I mean, Noddy Holder and Jim Lee wrote some fantastic songs.
They did, and they also, whether it was down to them or somebody else, invented some fantastic costumes as well, did they not?
I'll keep quiet about that one, though. We always used to say we looked like members of the Star Wars bar.
It's incredible, some of the pictures you see today, you go, how the heck did they get away with it?
Funny enough, you know, we still laugh at that when we look at them. We're just on the floor in the stakes like the Cabinet Smash Men, you know, when we see that kind of thing. But that was the time. That was the time, and that was it.
It was the time. I don't know if you've a family or you've got grandchildren in there, or any of the band do. I'd love to be around when you try to explain that to them.
Well, already now with my children, they're in hysterics when they see us on the old sort of TV clips or some of the old magazine photographs. I mean, they're in hysterics.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Don, we'll call it a day at that. And okay. Really, we wanted to talk about the autism side of things, and you'll hear more about that on East Coast FM. But for the meantime, Don Powell, thank you.
Thank you for coming along.
Our pleasure, sir.